Power Rangers.
Go, go, Power Rangers!
It's Morphin time.
For justice we fight, with Beast Morphin Light. Together we rise. Go, go, Power Rangers! Go, go, Power Rangers! Go, go, Power Rangers!
Beast Morphers.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the 20th episode of Ranger Chronicles. I am Charlie Niemeyer, your favorite host of this show. And today we're returning to the world of Beast Morphers to watch episode 4, Digital Deception. So, currently I've got the screen all set up. SpongeBob has just ended. I am at probably the first frame or two of the Beast Morphers episode. And I'm going to hit play in 3, 2, 1. Go. Aww. Valentine's Day. Evidently, they were planning on starting the show a little earlier than what we saw. They let a bug inside Grid Battle Force? Oh, dang. Wow, that's horribly terrible. Aww. Oh, aren't they cute? Oh, Digital Rose. Oh, she doesn't care. Ooh. Oh. No, it won't work. Actually, it could work. Knowing this show. Ooh, who does he like? I'm betting Zoe. Could be wrong, though. What was she going to load the virus into? Oh! Ooh! Construction equipment. I like it. GB Command should already know, right? Aww. Here they go. And now I think we're getting to the clip that was released earlier this week. I love the Devon shirts. Well, that was easy. Oh, I like the fight music. It's very different. Ooh, this is some of the footage from the teaser trailer, too. Whoa. Ooh. Not something I'd do. High ground, get it? Very Star Wars-y. Ooh, nice flips, dude. Ouch. Well, that was a cool way to end it. And at less than 5 minutes, that's our shortest cold opening yet. All right, so we'll play a couple songs real quick, and then we'll come back with more Beast Morphers. Okay, we're back. Here we go. That was a long commercial break. Oh. Well, she's a pretty good actress as Roxy. That was believable. I can't say. Oh, he likes Zoe. Poor Nate. You know, it's funny, if he really does become the Gold Ranger, that would make sense with him having that buddy roid that becomes the Silver Ranger. Okay, so no one's fooled except for Ravi. Just a couple. I like the effect. I wonder why the effect isn't on her, though. It's really weird. Hopefully, that in doing this, he's going to mention something to the others. Is it going to disappear now? Uh-huh. Hopefully, he mentions it to somebody and doesn't just sneak around. Good. Good, good, good. He is talking it over. He's going to do it anyway. Love makes you do stupid things. Sometimes. Especially on TV shows. Right out the front door. Now, how does he know where to take it, though? Uh-oh. Oh, right back where they just were. Who didn't see that coming, guys? Oh, there it goes. Okay, some more music, and we'll be back with the probably final part of the episode. Taking a minute. I'm guessing the other two show up just in time, right about. No, maybe not yet. Oh, man. Ooh, this is pretty dramatic. There it is. Now, I don't remember how far back it was. Way back when, we actually saw some pictures being taken of them filming episodes and training for it and practicing. This is the episode we saw those pictures of. I like the morph. It's hard to think of a rabbit as being nasty, but it works. By the way, I really haven't seen any Sentai footage yet. You guys? Yeah, I don't know why I'm asking. You can't talk back to me. Well, you can, but I can't hear you. This could be Sentai. What was he shooting at? You didn't see any of those shots make contact with anything. Let me guess. Giant monster version. See, I totally missed this last time. It lands with a giant eyeball and then morphs into... No? It still has the giant eye. I don't understand. Last episode was really confusing. Wow. Oh, good timing, Devin. Now, Sentai footage. Obviously. Man, look at that ginormous car fly. So right before the show's right before the show premiered, I put a little survey on Twitter asking how long you thought it would take for them to show the actual Megazord. It's looking like we're going to get several episodes before we get to that actual Megazord. Most people thought it would be second or third episode. So much for that. Gonna turn around just in time, right? Oh! Didn't see that coming. Literally. I like when they do this with the flying rocks. Even if the rocks aren't coming from anywhere near where their feet are. This is a really cool Zord battle. They really had some unique filming for the Zord battles in this series. Well, in Go Busters. And as we're finishing up the episode, the neighbor is mulching a tree. I apologize if you can hear that. Cheetah mode! Wow, that looks so CG. Kinda, ugh. That table stopped it? Why is his morpher so thin? That was weird. Did you notice that? Ravi's morpher's like thinner. Weird. Oh, now we're going to finish off. Once again, using a blaster weapon to instigate the final slash sword attack. That's pretty cool. At the same time, that was pretty cool. I'm happy with that one. Ooh. Ooh. Double crossing amongst the bad guys? Who didn't see that coming? It's a good idea. You know what, though? If he wipes out Grid Battle Force, and that destroys the, you know, Roxy and Blaze, what would that do to the avatars? Oh, they're friends. Oh. Uh-oh. Told you Nate was getting them for the Rangers or for Zoe. That's a giant piece of flypaper. Oh. Oh, they're still trying to catch that bee. This episode's been going for a while, hasn't it? I'd ask how she missed that, but it's a CGB, so it's not hard. And they're stuck to the paper. There's two bees? Oh, no. Crazy. All right, and that brings us to the end of the episode. So what did you all think? I thought it was pretty cool. Let's see, we got Ravi falling for Roxy's trick. Who didn't see that coming, though? The others not falling for the trick also makes a lot of sense. And it makes sense that you knew that was going to happen, that they would exploit the whole Roxy thing to get at Ravi. I'm wondering if this will be the only time or if they'll do this again. Although the way she was acting, it doesn't sound like he's going to fall for this kind of trick again. Megazord battle was amazingly cool. They used a lot of different camera angles and tricks that they don't usually use, so that was really awesome. And, so that was really awesome. So, next time on an all-new episode of Ranger Chronicles, we will be returning to Mighty Morphin and watching two more episodes of that, Island of Illusion, Parts 1 and 2. So be sure to come back for that on Tuesday, and I will see you then. Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com, or feel free to leave a comment at the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. All images and music heard on the show are copyright their respective holders and are meant to help celebrate the Power Rangers. No infringement is intended. Power Rangers is copyright Hasbro Entertainment. This show is dedicated to all the men and women, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers for over 25 years. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thanks again for listening, and good night.